This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
Kentucky Farm Bureau is working to recognize the legacy and heritage of farmers and agriculture across the state. Communications Director Todd Bright says the Legacy Farm Program was launched at the Kentucky Farm Bureau annual meeting in December to focus on recognizing agriculture.
What we are doing is we recognize that in our communities there are a number of farms that are so important in these local communities, and that agriculture needs to be highlighted in those communities.
Bright says the recognition will spotlight the legacy of the farmers.
To let people know about how important farms and farming and farmers are in their community is to try to find a way to highlight those farms that have been around and doing great things. The owners of those farms have been engaged in Farm Bureau and being able to serve.
He adds the process starts at the County Farm Bureau level.
Find out, you know, who can be recognized. You know, I think farmers are under-recognized as a group. And so I think the idea of being able to bring that forward, so the Legacy Farm Program will be recognizing farms all over the state.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you ever wondered how Farmall got its name, here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs that Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting, feeding, hauling, loading, raking, cleaning, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, digging, excavating, grading. Let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. No matter what you're doing, can-do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at caseih.com/farmall or at HR AgriPower with 5 Kentucky locations. Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morgan Field, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
What does it really mean to provide the best crop nutrition? With AgroLiquid, you're getting a one-of-a-kind approach, one that caters to your specific agronomic needs. You're getting a crop nutrition plan that maximizes your fertilizer applications from every drop, all while accounting for your management practices and the products you're already using. But it's not just a product. It's peace of mind, knowing we've thought of everything. That's the AgroLiquid way. Apply less, expect more. Find a retailer at agroliquid.com.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Kentucky Farm Bureau's Todd Bright says farms will be recognized in several ways.
County Farm Bureaus are doing the nomination process. County Farm Bureaus are in the recognition process. Farms that are recognized as legacy farms, they'll get a certificate, they'll get a farm sign. We'll even find some other ways to bring them together as a group and to celebrate with one another.
He adds the program will pay tribute to the work done by farmers each day.
When COVID happened and we saw the challenges that were occurring through grocery stores, farmers, after that occurred, they got up the next day and they went to work.
Follow Traveling the Bluegrass on Facebook and Twitter and listen to podcasts at youragedge.com. I'm Al Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.